Today, we're talking today about one of the Matnas Kahuna, and we're talking about Hafrashas Challah. Hafrashas Challah is a very it's a very important mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which applies nowadays also, meaning many of the Matnas Kahuna don't come up really nowadays, be it Bikurim, we don't bring nowadays. If it's going to be we don't have Achilas Karbanos nowadays, but the Dinim of Challah, so even if we don't give it to a Kohen, the Dinim of Challah still very much apply. The Dinim of Challah apply both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, although in Chutz La'aretz it is certainly only considered to be it is certainly only it's certainly considered to only be Dirabanan. But that's the Din of Challah when a person bakes Challah. If you bake a certain minimum amount, there's a need to separate Challah with a bracha. It's something which baking other things as well. Those are the Dinim of Challah that many of us are familiar with from our own, I guess, familiarity with the world of the kitchen. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Bikurim in Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, Umayin HaChamesh of Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says there are five of the Matnas Kahuna which you fulfill in Eretz Yisrael, meaning not only in the Mikdash, not only Yerushalayim, but specifically in all of Eretz Yisrael. And those are Truma. Spoke about that recently. That's the fact that you give out of your produce a 40th, a 50th, or 60th to a Kohen. Trumas Meiser. That's after you give Meiser, you give 10% of your produce to a Levi. The Levi then separates a form of Truma from what he got to give to a Kohen. And Challah. Challah also is something, it's one of the Manas Kahuna, when you separate part of your dough, part of your bread, and you give it to a Kohen. And the Rambam tells us, Vishloshtan Kodesh. All three of those, Truma, Trumas Meiser, and Challah, have a certain degree of Kedusha. What that means is that in order to be able to eat them, so a person has to treat them with a certain degree of holiness. They're not like regular mundane things you can do with it whatever you want, but they have a certain kedusha. The chefza has a certain kind of has a certain kind of kedusha. Why exactly is how do we know that all of them are considered to be kadosh? That we'll speak about in a little bit. The presentation, the Torah's discussion of the laws of challah come up in Parsha Shlach. In Parsha Shlach, it's a very famous discussion because it comes up dafka after the Meraglim are told, B'nai Yisrael is told because of the Meraglim that they aren't going to be able to enter into Eretz Yisrael. And then suddenly Chumash comes along and Chumash begins telling us about the process of Challah, which is a mitzvah which only really kicks in Doraisa upon entering Eretz Yisrael. So there does seem to be a bit of a discussion in some of the Mefarshim. It's almost like it's not rubbing it in the faces of the Dor HaMidbar that aren't going to go in. It's almost like a source of chizuk. Some suggest that after B'nai Yisrael is told they're not going to enter into Eretz Yisrael, so they could be scared that like not only are they never going to go in, their descendants are never going to go in, they're never going to be worthy of entering Eretz Yisrael. So Torah gives us the mitzvah of challah in order to communicate to us something critical and something important about the fact that we are going to be entering into Eretz Yisrael. Rav Salvechik had a very beautiful suggestion, quoting the Shi'uri HaRav on Mesechas Challah and the Hakdama, but that's good enough for now. What I want to speak about a little bit is that, you know, in the context of Matnas Kahuna, how do we relate to Challah? How do we relate to Challah as part of being one of the Matnas Kahuna? We've spoken about different questions, how much it's all a way of getting money to the Kohanim, how much sometimes they have a mitzvah to eat it, Achia, sometimes, you know, we give them a gift, but they give us back Kapara, different things which take place in the Matnas Kahuna, how much they just happen to be the address, but it's not all geared towards them. But I want to try to develop a particular idea. We'll take it through a couple of contexts. This will be, I think, very, very helpful and very, very nice. On the one hand, there is ample evidence that whatever we say about Challah, whatever we said about Challah is probably the same as whatever we said a couple of days ago about Truma. Both Truma and Challah share a massive amount in common. They are mitzvot which take place, Doraisa, when a person is in Eretz Yisrael. They're mitzvahs that relate to your food preparation, to the produce, the things that you have. Just Truma has with all of your produce, Challah is only when you're Gilgal Ha'isa, when you're baking and putting the dough together. But they're all different ways and different discussions that I would think that they're essentially all the same. And everything we said about Hafrasha and the Sina, everything we said about the dinim of Truma should l'chora apply to Challah also. There's a lot of overlap, there. As an example, the Rambam we quoted earlier, that Truma and Challah both have Kedusha, both have to be treated with a degree of reverence. So some mefarshim explain. Look at Reb Chaim Kanievsky there in Derech Amuna. That's because we compare chala to truma. Not only do we compare chala to truma, but if you look at the psukim in Parsha Shlach, when the Torah talks about the mitzvah of chala, the Torah calls the mitzvah of chala truma. It's called truma also. And in that sense, there are halachas that we learn from truma to chala, such as one example, the Mishnah and chala in Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes. The Mishnah tells us, hachala v'hatruma, hayavin alaha misa v'chomesh, v'yasur l'zarim, v'im nixay kohen. The Mishnah learns a lot of halachas about truma and chala, one from the other. The Mishnah learns, as an example, that a non-kohen is not allowed to eat truma, a non-kohen is not allowed to eat chala. There are certain punishments if they do. The Mishnah tells us, as an example, that once the kohen gets truma, once the kohen gets chala, it fully belongs to him. And if he wants to go and be mekadesh a girl with that chala, he wants to mekadesh a girl with that produce, if he is so inclined. So the halacha is they belong to him. It's nichse kohen. It fully belongs to him, and he can do with it whatever he wants. He can marry a girl with it. How do we know that truma and chala all have these same halachas about being usher for a non-kohen, about the certain severity of punishments if you do eat them, about it belonging to the kohen, he can marry a woman? So the Rambam writes in Peirush on Mishnah, how do we know this is true? Kara Hashem l'chala truma. That the fact that the Torah says chala and truma are really all considered to be, we call chala truma, tells us they're really all the same and they have massive overlap in particular halachas. Are there any differences between them? Sure, but maybe those differences are more or less technical. But chala and truma are really very, very similar. Along these lines, Rashi in Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Zayin, as some of us may know, Rashi there lists the mitzvos hatfluyos ba'aretz. What are the mitzvos that are taloi ba'aretz? Mitzvos that are unique to the land or come from the land of Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi there lists chumos, maestros, chala. It's all in the same list. And in many ways, it's possible that chuma and chala, whatever we say about one, we're going to say about the other, or we're going to say about the other also. Where do you see a similar idea like this? Just to continue it for a moment, is in a comment of Rabbi Akiva Eger that we saw 2 days ago. If you remember, there was a discussion about when it comes to truma, are you chayif to take off truma even if you never want to eat or benefit from your produce? If I have pomegranates growing next to my house and I have no interest whatsoever in ever taking these pomegranates and eating them, do I still have an obligation to separate truma from it and give to a kohen? Or is it, the way we were saying it, more like a sales tax? If you want to eat it, then you have to take off some. If you remember, the Magen Avraham says that in fact there's no real obligation. It's if you want to eat the food, you have to separate. The Magen Avraham says, sorry, about challah. Magen Avraham says when it comes to challah, there's no real obligation. Just if you want to separate, if you want to eat the food, you have to take off challah. But there's no chiyuv per se to take it off if you have no interest in doing so. So said the Magen Avraham in the beginning of Hilchos Tzitzis and Arachayim and Simen Ches. Said the Magen Avraham, there's no real chiyuv to take off challah. Just if you want to eat it, you have to separate. Kibbe Eger said in Yoredeya, just like we say that this is true in regards to challah, so too when it comes to truma. Whatever we say about challah, we say about truma also. So just as the Magen Avraham thinks that challah is not a mitzvah chiyuvis, you're not chayav to take off challah, stam, only if you want to eat the food, you have to separate challah, so too with truma. And in that sense, one could certainly argue that there's no reason whatsoever to speak about challah as being any different than truma. To all the questions that we raised about challah, all the questions and the analysis about how much it's all about getting the Kohanim the money, or is it giving to Hashem and going through and Kuzarat Yisrael, all those things that we all said, it's possible that they are all, that it's the same thing, Truma and Challah. Nevertheless, there is significant reason potentially to distinguish between them. And in a way which very much matters for the Matnas Kahuna, in a way which very much impacts and matters when we talk about the Matnas Kahuna, let me try and develop it in the following way. Number one, there are certain dinim in which truma and challah are different. There are halachas in which truma and challah are different. We're not going to go through them right now. We did a bunch of years ago. But as an example, if you bring in truma produce from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael, that's different as opposed to if you bring in stuff from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael and you bake it for challah. It could be there's a difference there. Rashi writes in his Perush Al Torah, it's a Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Chaf Hey. The Gemara in Ksubis tells on Daf Chaf Hey in different directions. It's possible that even if truma is Durabana nowadays, maybe challah could be Doraisa. It's possible that even if truma is Doraisa, challah could be Durabana. There are differences as far as when the dinim apply. The simple pshat, as an example, for one day in the Gemara in Ksubis, is that when it comes to challah, it's not enough to be chayiv in challah Doraisa. It's like Gemara in Ksubis Daf Chaf Hey. It's not enough to be in Eretz Yisrael, but you require something which already have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. You require something called Bias Kulchem. Bias Kulchem. Bias Kulchem seems to be the majority of Klal Yisrael, either being there at the beginning of when they come or at some point, the majority of Klal Yisrael being present. So it's possible that Truma could be Doraisa nowadays. It's possible, says the Gemara, because Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, but not Challah. Challah requires the majority of Klal Yisrael coming. Machlokas Ritva Reb Chaim exactly when, but you require Bias Kulchem, you require the majority of people to be able to be there. So there are differences in halachas also between Truma and Challah. Not only that, Rosenzweig developed, I think, what is an amazing, we'll break it down, it's very good, it's very, very good, as far as the Rambam understanding that Truma and Challah are fundamentally very different. Not only are they different, the diyukim are very good, and not only are the diyukim good, but it impacts their status as a matnas kahuna. Let me begin in the following way. Even though truma and challah are compared in a certain sense, there seem to also be many differences between them. And we've spoken in the past how when a person learns Rambam, one of the things they can pay attention to sometimes are the order and the location of where the Rambam puts things. The Rambam does something which is very odd and very noteworthy. The Rambam, as an example, first has in Seder Zrayim, in Sefer Zrayim, he has discussions about Trumos. And we made this hour in the past. He has discussions about Trumos. Only after his discussion about Truma does he then have a discussion, Hilchos Bikurim. And the first parak of Hilchos Bikurim is all about the Matnas Kahuna. Oh, and a lot of the Matnas Kahuna are in Hilchos Bikurim also. If you would have asked me where the Rambam should place the halachas of challah, I would have suspected, in light of what we know about the relationship between truma and challah, and the Torah calling challah truma, I would have thought that challah should be with Hilchos Truma, that challah should have been after Hilchos Truma, give me Hilchos challah. If Hilchos challah aren't long enough, put Hilchos challah in Hilchos Truma. That's what I would have thought you probably should have done. But it's not what the Rambam does. The Rambam takes Hilchos challah and he puts it in the fifth perek of Hilchos Bikurim. After a lot of discussion of Bikurim, in the context of other Matnas Kahuna, then the Rambam brings challah there. The Radvaz, in the fifth perek of Hilchos Bikurim, wonders, why is that so? I would have thought it should have been with Truma. Isn't that the more natural place? Truma and challah and the connection between them. That's what I would have suspected. That's one ha'ara. Second ha'ara, is the Rambam does something else a little bit odd. The Rambam, both Truma and challah only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Yet, with Hilchos Trumos in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, the Rambam makes it very clear in Hilchos Trumos, Truma is only in Eretz Yisrael, and it's like so obvious for the Rambam that Truma only applies in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam there in Hilchos Trumos in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, the Rambam doesn't even quote. He doesn't even quote a mucker for this. He just says Hatrumos Vamayisros Ein Noah Gimin HaTorah Ela BeEretz Yisrael. Done. There isn't even a need to quote a pasuk. When it comes to challah, however, the Rambam Hilchos Bikurim Perek Hey Halacha Hey, the Rambam there says
Ein chayavin bechala min haTorah ela be'eretz Yisrael. But when it comes to chala, the Rambam feels the need to quote a pasuk. Shenemar v'haya b'hachem ilechem haaretz. He feels the need to quote a pasuk about it. What's going on for the Rambam? What's going on for the Rambam? And in general, the Rambam speaks about some of the mitzvot of Tullis Ba'aretz. Hidavka doesn't speak about Chal in that context. Rosenberg, therefore, made the following suggestion for the Rambam. It's based on the Tovos and Kiddushin in a Havamina, but we'll try to develop the idea very, I think, carefully, hopefully very precisely, in a way which can explain things. On the one hand, Truma and Chala have a certain comparison. The status of Truma, the status of Chala, they are compared. But, it's clear for the Rambam there's a fundamental difference between them. What's the difference? The Rosenberg offered the following suggestion, which I think is a very smooth one. Truma is undoubtedly one of the mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. What does it take to be one of the mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz? What that means is there's kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, things that grow from Eretz Yisrael have kedusha. And because it has kedusha, you really can't eat it until you separate some. You have to separate a bit of it because it's too kadosh for you to right away just go and be able to eat. You have to mafresh mitzvos atzluyos ba'aretz. Chala is not really, suggested Rosenzweig, one of the mitzvos atzluyos ba'aretz. It is true it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, but there are mitzvos that only apply in Eretz Yisrael that you wouldn't call a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. Tosfos has one day in Bava Basra that Bikurim is not, but there are dinim that only apply in Eretz Yisrael that are not per se mitzvahs atluyos atluyos ba'aretz. What's an example of a din of a mitzvah Eretz Yisrael that is not a mitzvah atluya atluyos ba'aretz? Let's even say I think the din of Egla Rufa is only in Eretz Yisrael. If you find a dead body between two cities, that's a din in Eretz Yisrael. Is there anything about, like, it's not a din in the Kedusha of the Karka, it just takes place in Eretz Yisrael. But it's not a din in a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. It doesn't kick in because there's Kedusha in the ground or Kedusha in the land. Suggested Rosenzweig that for the Rambam was doing something very subtle and very important. What the Rambam was saying was as follows. Truma is the classic mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. Truma kicks in because there's Kedusha in the ground of Eretz Yisrael. Things that you grow from the ground have a certain Kedusha, and you have to separate part of it. To separate part of it, because you can't come along and just consume this right away. Because Truma is a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, the Rambam didn't need to find a pasuk to justify why it's limited to Eretz Yisrael. It's obvious it's limited to Eretz Yisrael. Only Eretz Yisrael really has Kedusha. There's no real need to justify that at all. When it comes to Chala, however, Chala is not a din in the Kedusha of things that go from the ground. Chala is only when you decide to make dough. When you decide to make dough, you're chayav to give part of Chala. But Chala very easily could have applied in Chutz La'aretz, also Doraisa. It could have applied there. It's not a din in the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Rather, there's some additional pasuk which tells us that even though it's not a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, and even though maybe a libah de emes, it could have applied anywhere, there's a special pasuk which says it's only doraisa in Eretz Yisrael. But it's not really one of the mitzvot tluyos ba'aretz. For that reason, the Rambam chose where to place chala. The Rambam says like this. His hagdama tamas kunus and helchus bikurim. Truma occurred earlier because truma is all about mitzvot tluyos ba'aretz. That's what truma really is. The fact that truma goes to a kohen is really secondary. The primary driving force behind truma is there's kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. The kedusha in Eretz Yisrael is very special and very holy. That's what allows us if it's mechayev the din of truma. Chala is something very, very different. Chala has certain halachic overlap, but chala is not a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, so it can't be brought with truma. And the whole fact that it's limited in Eretz Yisrael is only because we have a different pasuk which teaches us that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Says it Rosenzweig, one second. Says it Rosenzweig. That explains something else also. It's an amazing, like, subtle diuk. When the Rambam quotes the mitzvah of giving truma in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam never says, the Rambam just says the mitzvah is to separate truma. He never tells us in Sefer Mitzvos that Truma goes to a Kohen. Just like it's a separate Truma. Giving to a Kohen is almost like an afterthought. It isn't even mentioned when the Rambam counts the 613 Mitzvos that Truma goes to a Kohen. It's all about separating. If you look at it in Challah, when the Rambam counts the Mitzvah of Challah, the Rambam Dafka emphasizes separate Challah and give to a Kohen. Separate Challah and give to a Kohen. Lahafresh Challah, Me'aristo Seinu, V'lisna L'Kohen. When the Rambam quotes in Mishnah Torah, in the beginning of Hilchos Bikurim, the Mitzvah of Challah, it's, what has to do with Challah? Lahafresh Challah, L'Kohen, L'Kohen. Wonders of Rosenzweig, why is it that with Challah, the Rambam feels the need to say, in the Mitzvah itself, it goes to a Kohen? But when it comes to Truma, the Rambam never feels the need to mention that. The Rambam just says the real mitzvah is to separate challah. He doesn't feel the need to emphasize that it goes to a Kohen. Why is there a difference? The difference is as follows. When it comes to Truma, produce grows in the land. You separate a little bit. The Iker part of Truma, the real reason you're separating Truma is because the Kark of Eretz Yisrael is Kadosh. And because the Kark is Kadosh, the produce, the things which grow from the ground, those are kadosh also. You have to separate part of it. To separate part of it so you can eat the food. Otherwise, it has too much kedusha. Otherwise, you haven't done anything to it yet. You can't just stop eat it to separate something. But in Trumos, the fact that the Kohen gets it is in many ways an afterthought. In Trumos, the fact that the Kohen gets it is just, you had to separate the food so that you could eat your food. The fact that it is two kadosh otherwise, you have to take off a portion. The fact that it goes to the Kohen is an afterthought. That's why the Rambam can give his introduction to Manas Kehuna after talking about Truma. Because the fact that the Kohen gets Truma is really an afterthought. Challah, however, Challah is a pure Matnas Kehuna, very much focused on getting Kohanim stuff. Challah is in many ways a primary goal of Challah. It's not because of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. It's not a mitzvah tuliyah ba'aretz, and it could have really applied in chutz la'aretz even doraisa, not for a pasuk. Challah, the goal of challah is an Eretz Yisrael. When you bake, when you have dough, part of it has to go to a kohen. Part has to go to a kohen. It is there about more funneling money to a kohen. That's why the Rambam speaks about challah in the context of Hilchos of Perek Hay, of Hilchos Bikurim, Vishar Matnas Kehuna Shebikvulin. The Rambam took the halach of challah and put it there and not with Truma. So, what we tried to point out today is the following. We tried to point out that when we go through the sugyas here and we try to understand what's going on as far as Manas Kehuna, so we point out not all of them are created equal. Truma, in many ways, is really about Kedusha in the land, separating apart, and then the Kohen just have to do something with this item. Okay, the Torah says give it to a Kohen. He's a good Ketovet. He's a good address to be able to get it. Challah's all geared, the whole idea of Challah, is getting stuff to Kohanim. That's why it could apply, we thought, at least in Chutz La'aretz, it wasn't so obvious, it was limited to Eretz Yisrael. That's why the Rambam quotes it as part and parcel of Hilchos Manas Kehuna, because it's all geared to the Kohanim, as opposed to Truma, which is mentioned earlier. It has a lot of implications for ideas about Truma, but hopefully at least gave us a bit of context to understand elements of Truma. A couple questions, and we'll...